Zelensky meets with BlackRock vice chairman as globalists salivate over lucrative reconstruction contracts. By Kurt Zindelka on May 7, 2023. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met management representatives from the globalist investment firm BlackRock in Kyiv this week to discuss the formation of a massive fund for the reconstruction of the war-torn country. In a meeting with Philip Hildebrand, vice chairman of BlackRock, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday that the sit-down will send a strong signal of strengthening the investment climate. The details of the creation of an investment fund to restore Ukraine's economy were discussed at a meeting with the management of the largest asset management company in the world, BlackRock. The main goal of the fund's creation is to attract private and public capital for implementing large-scale business projects in Ukraine, the president wrote on Telegram. It is important not only for our people, our society, but also for business, entrepreneurs abroad. Today is a historic moment because, since the very first days of independence, we have not had such huge investment cases in Ukraine. We are proud that we can initiate such a process, Zelensky added. BlackRock, the infamous investment firm backing the controversial ESG, environmental social governance scheme often likened to the Chinese Communist Party's social credit score, said that the company has agreed to provide support for Ukraine's development fund. It is a historic moment, if not the greatest opportunity, to unite the private and public sectors at a time when technological innovation can become a catalyst for further development, Philip Hildebrand reportedly said, according to Kyiv sources cited by CNBC. Globalist onlookers have for some time been champing at the bit to take advantage of the potentially lucrative opportunities to rebuild Ukraine following over a year of Russian assaults on the country, with European leaders, in particular, seeing a possible solution to the economic woes of their own countries by scooping up reconstruction contracts from Kyiv. Speaking from Davos at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in January, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz stressed the looming business boon of reconstructing the country, saying that German businesses should expect the benefits of a Ukrainian economic miracle. The left-wing chancellor said that he envisioned German firms being at the forefront of a Marshall Plan for the long-term reconstruction of Ukraine. Private sector capital will play a key role here. I know that many companies in Germany and beyond are very aware of the opportunities that a Ukrainian economic miracle could offer to them, Scholz added. More recently, last month, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who has come under criticism from her populist base for her strident support of the Zelensky government, held a bilateral conference in Rome attended by scores of Italian and Ukrainian businesses. At the meeting, Meloni went on to call for the European Union to fast-track the admission of Ukraine. For his part, Zelensky has long stressed the business opportunities awaiting allies at the conclusion of the war, with the president claiming back in September that the estimated cost of rebuilding the country had already climbed above $1 trillion. Zelensky, who has long been in contact with BlackRock and other potential investors, said at the time that the general project of Ukrainian reconstruction will be the largest economic project in Europe of our time. The largest for several generations. Editor's note, this story was updated to cite CNBC for its reporting based on Kyiv sources. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.